He was an intimate of high-up government officials all the way to the Russian president, and was known to other heads of state as well. And the fabulous yacht that shimmered like a jewel in the twilight was only a small symbol of his connections and the brilliant abilities in business that had served him well. Vladimir was both admired and feared. What he had accomplished in 19 years as a major player on the Russian industrial scene had won him the admiration and envy of men in business around the world. And those who knew him well and had made deals with him were aware that there was more to the story. He had a reputation for being ruthless and never forgiving his enemies. There was a gentle side to him as well, his passion for art, his love of all things of beauty, and his knowledge of literature were more recently acquired. He preferred the company of his own kind. The friends he had were Russian, all important industrialists like him, and the women in his life had always been Russian too. Although he had a beautiful house in London, the villa in the south of France, and a spectacular apartment in Moscow, he associated mostly with his own countrymen. He was a man who always got what he wanted, and he controlled the lion's share of Russia's new wealth. Despite his importance and influence, he was easy to overlook in a crowd, preferring to go unnoticed. He was an unassuming person. Simply dressed, he came and went discreetly as he chose. It was only when you looked into his eyes that you realized who and what he was, a man of infinite power. He was a keen observer of everything around him. The jut of his jaw and power of his stance said he would not tolerate being refused anything. Yet when he smiled, one suspected a well-hidden and seldom indulged warmth. He had the high cheekbones and Mongol look of his ancestors, which added something exotic to the mix. Women had been drawn to him since he was a boy, but he never left himself vulnerable to anyone. He had no vital attachments and had controlled his world for a long time and would settle for nothing less. Tall, rugged, and blonde, with ice-blue eyes and chiseled features, Vladimir was not so much handsome in the classic sense as interesting, and by contrast, in a rare, relaxed, unguarded moment, he could seem warm and had the sentimentality typical of many Russians. Nothing in Vladimir's life was accidental or unplanned, and everything was carefully thought out and part of a larger whole. He had had several mistresses since his rise to power, but unlike his peers and counterparts, he wanted no children with them, and was clear about that with his female companions right from the beginning. He tolerated no encumbrances to tie him down, nor anything that would make him vulnerable. He had no family and few attachments. Most of his male acquaintances had at least one child with each woman they'd been involved with, usually at the woman's insistence, to secure her financial position in future years. Vladimir refused to fall prey to entreaties of that sort. Children were not part of his plan, and he had made that decision with no regrets a long time ago. He was generous enough with his women while he was with them, but he made no promises for the future, nor would they have dared to insist on them or try to manipulate him. Vladimir was like a coiled snake ready to strike, ever vigilant and potentially merciless if crossed. He could be gentle, but one could sense his innate ruthlessness as well, and that if wronged or provoked, he could be a dangerous man. Few people wanted to test that, and no women in his life had so far. Natasha, his current companion, knew that not having children with him was a condition of Vladimir's being with any woman. He made it clear that there would never be marriage or the status that went with it. And once settled and agreed upon, this was not discussed again, and never would be. Those who had attempted to convince him otherwise, or had tried to trick him, had been dispensed with summarily, with a handsome sum, but nothing compared to what they would have derived from the relationship otherwise. Vladimir was no one's fool, and never compromised, except when it served him well in business. He listened to his head and not his heart in all things. He hadn't gotten where he was by being gullible or foolish or vulnerable to women. He trusted no one, and had learned in his youth to only trust himself. His boyhood lessons had served him well. Since he had risen to the top, Vladimir had gained strength and amassed wealth at a meteoric rate, and was somewhere out in the stratosphere with nearly unlimited power and a fortune people could only guess at. And he enjoyed the fruits of his accomplishments. He liked owning the many toys he indulged himself with, his homes,